Therefore, the husband is also believed to say, you should know, even though I gave you the get, true, but I also paid you a ksuba. So that's why now Mishnah is deader. When does Rav say when the wife comes with the ksuba? She gets the toisefes. That's if I call upon him, she could prove it, that she received the get. Even though she says she lost the get, but she has edim that she was megareshes. Our Mishnah that says she gets nothing, it's talking about she doesn't even have edim. We, b'chlal, do not know she got a get. Who is telling us she got a get? The husband. So therefore, the husband has an eagle to be believed that we say he's not lying when he says he paid her up everything. Because if he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. He should have said, I didn't give her a get at all. So therefore, here in our Mishnah is good why she doesn't collect anything. So Mariusto, Hamidik Tani Seifa. Since the end of the Mishnah says like this, that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer min Hasakana v'yeluch, after there's a makam Hasakana, that the Goyim did not let the Jews do mitzvahs, and if a person wrote up a get or wrote a prusbul, they rip it up right away. Afterwards, they're afraid to hold on to it. It's a Sakana to hold on to it. So from then on, the Loch reads Isha Goyvuk Subasa Shloi Beget. Even though the Isha does not have a get, we trust her. We say for sure she had a get, but she was afraid of the goyim. She ripped it up right away. So therefore, she has a right to collect the ksuba. Ubalchoyv shloy the prosbul. Who adin a balchoyv also collects his money even after Shemitah, even though he doesn't have a prosbul. He has a right to say, listen, I wrote up a prosbul, but I was afraid of the goyim. I ripped it up right away. So that's what Shimon Gamliel says in our Mishnah. That min asakon v'yelech, after we're afraid of the goyim, then we believe them what they're saying. That she says she had a get, but she ripped it up. We believe her. Mishum asakona, she did that. The Baal Chayv says, I had a prusbul, but I ripped it up. We believe him. So, Luchura Takasha, why? Why does she receive a ksuba? If we're talking about now, the Mishnah's talking about, where there's no edim that she received a get, so we, the cloud, don't know she got a get. So again, we have a migul to believe the husband. So why in the Sefer does Shimon Gamliel say, I don't care if it's a Malkum Sakona, so what if it's a Malkum Sakona? But there's still a migul to believe the husband that he paid her up already the ksuba. Because if he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. The Svar still is here. He could have said he didn't give her a get at all. So Gemara says, Enechnami, the Sefer is talking about B'di'ika Eide Gershon Ashkinon. The Sefer, the Mishnah is talking about there are Eidim here. She does have Eidim that she received a get. Since there are Eidim that she received a get, therefore, the husband doesn't have his migu anymore. That's why she has a right to collect the money. All right, another one. So, Mori asked, what could she collect? So, we're talking about what? That there are Eidi Gershon over here. So, if the Seif is talking about this Eidi Gershin, how could the Reish of the Mishnah be talking about there are no Eidim there? So, this is from Akasha. It's one Mishnah. So, Gemara says, I'll tell you, Elo Kula Rav Shimon Gamliel. Really, our whole Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. I'll tell you. V'chasurei Nechzer, and something is missing. V'ochi Ketoni. This is the way it should be learned in our Mishnah. Harei Elo Lo Yifora. These people cannot collect the money. If the Isha does not have a get, she cannot collect the money. If the Baal Chayv does not have his prusbul, he cannot collect his money. B'medvar mamurim, when is this said that they cannot collect? K'shein shom Eidi Gershon. When there are no Eidi Gershon there. So that's why we believe the husband. The husband has a migru. The husband is saying, you should know, true I gave you a get, but I paid you up the ksuba already. She has no get, she only has the ksuba. So he believed the husband, because the husband wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. He could have said, I never gave you a get. That's when the Mishnah says, lo yifara, she can't collect. Avol yeshem Eidi Gershon, but let's say there are Eidi Gershon there, she can prove it that she did receive a get, even though she lost the get. But she has Eidim, she can prove it, that the husband gave her a get, then the locher is gevia. She collects. Tosefes. She collects the extra amount of money, because she has the ksuba. She collects the tosefes. The ikur, but their original $200 of the ksuba, imas ko gita gevia. If she could bring out a get, then she collects it. V'iloi loy mafku gita. If she does not pull out the get, like via, she does not collect it. It's not much like Rav says, that when an isha brings out her get, that's when she gets the ikir haksuba. When she brings out the ksuba, she gets the tisefis. That's what we're talking about over here. That if she has a digershin, and she shows her ksuba, she collects the tisefis, the extra money. But the ikirak suba, that she can't collect until she brings out a get. If she does, she gets it. If not, not. Now, the Mishnah ends off, Omen asakona v'yeloch, after the times when the Goyim made problems for the Jews, they can't do mitzvahs, so they're afraid to hold on to a get, so it's a normal thing to lose a get. Afagav deloy mafku gita, even though she does not bring out a get, still givia, she has a right to collect the ikir of the ksuba. Why? Reb Shimon Megamliel Omer. Reb Shimon Megamliel himself says that misakona v'yeluch, after the time when the Goyim made a sakona for the Jews to do mitzvahs, so therefore an isha is afraid to hold on to a get. Isha goy v'ksubos v'shloy v'get. An isha has now a right to collect the money even without a get, because it's true she has a right to say she lost it. We're not afraid she's holding on to it, because it's a sakona to hold on to it. So therefore we believe that she ripped it up. Therefore, she has a right to collect the ikar haksuba even without the get. Same thing, obal choiv shlei b'pruzbul. Obal choiv now, even though it's right after Shemitah, and even though he doesn't have his pruzbul to prove that Shemitah was not meshamatit, still we say most probably he did make a pruzbul, just he was afraid of the goyim, so he burnt it. But I call upon him, he's never to say he has a pruzbul, and he could collect the money. That's Pshat in our Mishnah, that the old Mishnah goes according to Shimon Gamliel, and still there's no Kash on Rav. Mor says, now Amri Lei, Rav Kana, Rav Asi, Rav. Rav Kana and Rav Asi both said to Rav, Lididoch, according to you, Rav, the Amrit that you say, get, when an Isha takes out a get, Goyver Ika, she collects the Ika, the $200 of the Ksuba. Almona minan Asuyin fret Gemara, the Magvia. If so, an amon min anesuyin, an isha that had nesuyin, and then the husband died. So the husband died, she has a right to collect the ksuba, but there's no get involved. The husband didn't give her a get. So in such a case, true, she has a ksuba. But according to you, Rav, you're telling me now, an isha never collects the ikur, the $200 of the ksuba, unless she shows a get. So what's going to be in a case where the husband died? She's an amona. We know that's the case also, she collects a ksuba. How does she collect her ksuba? She doesn't have a get. Yes, amona min anesuyin b'magivia, how does she collect a ksuba? So Gemara answers, enechnami b'edim isa. If she can bring edim that her husband died, so that's another reason to collect a ksuba. So she collects the ikra ksuba even without a get. Gemara asks Kasha, why? For Lechus, let's be afraid though, that Dilma Girsha, maybe really the husband gave her a get before he died. And now she's collecting a ksuba because she has eidim that her husband died. Or we should be afraid if Bezdin lets her collect the money now, we should be afraid later, O Mafka Legita O Gviya Bey, that she'll go ahead and collect a second time. She'll bring out a get next month to another Bezdin saying, listen, here's the get. True, my husband died, but before he died, he gave me a get. I want to collect the ikar haksuba. See, if there's such a locha that with a get, you always collect the ikar haksuba, we have to be afraid that an amona, min anasuyin, how does she collect the ksuba? With eidim misa alone, we should be afraid then. She'll collect twice. She'll collect with the eidim misa, and she'll also collect with a get. So Marin says, b'yashev es tachas baila. We're talking about a case where we know for sure they were living together until he died. So therefore, we know there was no get involved. So therefore, the only reason she could collect the ksuba is because the husband died. So if she has eidim misa, she'll collect the ksuba. Fred the Gemara still, the Dilma may be samach lemisa girsha. How do you know? Maybe right before he died, he wrote her a get. Kafot, maybe even though they liked one another, but the husband maybe didn't want his wife to fall yibum, or for some other reason he gave her a get. So still we should always be afraid. How could she collect the ksuba with the eidim misa? Let's be afraid she also has the ksuba. She also has a get. The husband gave her a get before he died. Have the Gemara in such a case, If a husband does a thing like that, he's losing out. In other words, a husband shouldn't do a thing like that. Right before he dies, if he knows he's going to die, he shouldn't go and write a get to his wife, because he's going to lose out then. Then he knows that maybe his wife will collect two times. So if so, he shouldn't have done it. So that's a swear to say that the husband does not give his wife a get right before he dies. So therefore, if we knew they were living together until he died, Kamat, so then it's okay, we're not a choshish that the husband gave her a get before. So in this case, she has a right to collect. She has a right to collect with Eidim Isa. Fred Gemara Almona min Erisin b'may gviya. That's good if they're living together. What about if they only had Erisin and they were not living together? And then the husband dies 3 months later. So how does she collect the ksuba b'may gviya? Be Eidim Isa. What do you want to tell me? She'll bring Eidim that her husband died. That's why she collects the ksuba. Fred Gemara v'leichesh du magirsho mafugito gviya. But maybe the husband gave her a get before he died. And here they weren't living together. So how do we know he didn't give her a get? And if he did give her a get, we'll have to be afraid she'll collect twice. She's going to collect once with the Eidim Isa and once with the get. Ella, the Gemara's Teretz is, Ella, b'mokam d'layevsha kasrina and shayver. Avad, in the case where we have no choice, where we're afraid that maybe she'll collect twice, there's no way to counteract there, of course we write a shayver, we write a receipt. That's what here also. And Amona Minerison, if she brings Eidim that the husband died and she wants to collect the ksuba, Avada Bezdin lets her collect the money, but Bezdin makes her write a receipt to the Yorshim. So in case she'll come later with a get to collect a second time, the Yorshim are going to have a receipt saying we already paid you up. Mazadila, Teimach, if you don't tell me like this, Eide Misa Gufayu. Every time you have Eidim that said the husband died, Nechush, Dilma Mafki Eide Misa Bahai Beid Dina, Ugviya. Let's say, forget about there's a get. There's no get involved. Stam and Isha comes with Eidim to Bezdin that her husband died, and she wants to collect the ksuba. So let's be afraid today she'll go to one Bezdin, saying, listen, my husband died, I want a ksuba. For her, then, and then a month later, Mafkva Beidin, Acharin, she'll go to another Bezdin with the same two Eidim, saying, you should know, my husband died, I want to collect my ksuba. So what stops her from doing that? Ugviya, Ella, what do you have to say? Elavadai b'mokim de lo yevsha kasvin and shaver. If there's no other counteract to stop her from collecting twice, of course, and everybody agrees, we do write a receipt. The only machlokes if we write a receipt or not is there's a way out. The way out is don't pay the money until the person gives you back the shtar. By a move until he first gives you back the shtar. By a get until she first gives you back the get. By a ksuba until she first gives you back the ksuba. But in a case where there's no way to stop her from collecting a second time, then everybody agrees we do write receipts. So therefore, we're not afraid she'll come and collect the second time, because the Yorshim are going to have a receipt saying they already paid. Right, Omalei, Mark, Shisha, Bray, the Rav Chizda, the Rav Ashi. Almona, Minerisin, Minolan, the Yistlek Suba. How b'chlal do you know this Yisoid, that an Almona, if the wife died, after they only had Erisin, they did not make Nisuin yet, how b'chlal do you know that she gets Nisuin, that she gets the ksuba? So Rashi learns the Shiloh is, the Yisla ksuba betanai beznin lekosavlo. Havad, if they write a ksuba, pshita, they wrote it up. Well, what's going to be in a case where they did not write up the ksuba? So saying there's a loch, is called a tanai ksuba. How do you know there's such a loch, even though you don't write it up, it's chal, it's there, with a tanai of beznin-like, even by an amonim and Erisin? Elaine, if you want to tell me mehor from this halacha, nisar malor nizgar show yad before she comes in amono or she received the get beim in erison beim in anesuyin goyves akol, she has a right to collect everything. Rashi ikav atesefes says what she has a right to collect everything. Salmon is gash and bemin esen bemin esen suyin goyves akol zay the ikarak suba zay the tesefes suba she collects it. So you see, the clearly says in the Sarma law, even Minerison, she has the right to collect everything. For at the Gemara, what's the Rai over there? Dealing with the cost of law. Maybe they were talking about when they wrote up a ksuba. We're asking the question, how do you know when they didn't write up a ksuba? That at the Tanai Bezdin, the ksuba takes effect even though they did not write it. Maybe over here they wrote it up. The Chitim, if you want to ask me, cost of law, my lemerim, if they wrote up the ksuba, what's the Chiddush here, Pshita? I'll tell you no. It's Lafuk, when the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. The Yomash, like Kosov Lo Ella Amanashu Kainso, that we had before, of Loz of an Azayi Shita is, that even though you write up a Ksuba, but you don't mean to give over the Taisefas Ksuba unless you have Nisuyin. When does the father of the father-in-law want to give the present over to the chosin? Only when his daughter has nesuyin with him, and they live together, then he wants to give over the tesefis. But before they have nesuyin, they don't give over the tesefis. So that's the chiddush in the Tanna Kamma, that no, even when Erosin healed, they still collect the tesefis ksuba. But maybe it's only where the ksuba was written up, but if it was not written up, maybe there's no Tanai Bezdin. And I'll tell you, Deikonami, I have a proof of this. Tiktoni says over here, Goyvra Sakoil, they collect everything. What does everything mean? Mashmi, even the extra that was written up. Iyamrit Bishleim with the cost of law, Mishumachi Goyvra Sakoil, that's why they collect everything. There's something more than the Ikra Ksuba. Eli Yamrit Le Kosov Law, we're talking about a case where they did not write up the Ksuba. So my Goyvra Sakoil, what do you mean she collects everything? What's everything here? If there's a Tanai Bezdin, that's Pshita. In the case you don't write up a ksuba, even if you want to say it's a Tanai Bezdin, that automatically it's a ksuba, it's only the 100 or 200, not more than that. So what do you mean they collect everything? For the Gemara, Mono Masai Mudi Yisle, there's only 1 or 200, there's nothing more. Elamai, Sarai, with Toma here, they wrote it down. So therefore there's no proof to our Shiloh if it's a Tanai Bezdin or not, but in Amonim and Erison. So Mar says, Ella, I'll bring a proof from here. The Ella, the Tanai Reb Chiyah Baravin. Ish Dayarusa, your wife is Narusa. Lo Yoinim, when she died, there's no din aninus, loy metamalo, kain can't bury her, loy chain, he loy nes, loy metamalo, loy. Same thing, when he dies, she's not mechuyah to be an einin for him. Mesa, if she dies, ain't a yasha, the husband, if only an erison, is not Yashin's wife. Mesu, when she dies, goy the ksubasa, she collects the ksuba, so you see, Klo and Amon, collects the ksuba. Again, Dilma the Kosovo, maybe they wrote the Ksuba here. The Chitaymi Kosovo, Malamem, what's the Chiddush that if they wrote up the Ksuba? I'll tell you, Mesa, in the Yosh Yitzvichle, that's the Chiddush. That if she dies, he does not Yashin, that's the Chiddush. But as far as the Ksuba goes, there's no Chiddush. Omele Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, Lerav Diyom Aget, Gavrika, according to who we don't have a proof. We don't have a raya for that halacha, that an Amonim in Erisin, if there's such a din of a Tanai Ksuba, even though you don't write it up, it's like it's there. Now, Omele Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, L'Rav, according to Rav, do you my get? Goyver Iker, if there's a get, do you collect the Iker? Leichesh, let's be afraid, Dilma Mafgita by Medina, or Gviya. Vodem Afgit, Medina Achrin, or Gviya. She'll collect up the get, she'll collect twice with the get. The Chitay, maybe you tell me, Pasha, the Karinan lay. We rip up the get. Omra, no, we can't rip up the get for her. Because she's going to say, Vinan Lasubebe, I want to get married later on. The Karinan, so how could you rip up my get? In order for me to get married, I have to have a proof that I have a get. So, Guru, we don't rip off the get, so keep on collecting the money. Hetera says, no, the Karinan lay, we rip off the get. Vekasvinan agve gita. We write down like this. We write down a new star that we collected, Desdin got the get. Dinan, the Karuna, when we ripped it up. Lav mishum the gita psulu, not because the get was posul, el loy teheda vetigve bezim nachrina. We don't want it to collect the second time. Say Nachnami, according to Rav, every time a wife has a get, even though she needs the get for proof to get married a second time, so when she goes to Bezin now to collect the money, Luchura Washi can't use it a second time. That's the Gemara's Teretz. No, when she uses the get to collect the Ksuba, Bezin rips it up now to stop her from using it a second time to collect. How is she going to prove then that she received the get to get married a second time? That's a terrorist that we write her up in Nushtar saying that us Bezdin saw the way this wife received the get, and the get was kosher, and the reason why we ripped it up is only because she collected the ksuba. So Mela, she can't collect the ksuba a second time. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding on the last mission of Peites on the base, on the bottom. The Mishnah says, Shnei Gitim, or Shnei Ksubais, if an Isha comes to Bezdin to complain against her ex-husband, showing that she has two Gitim, in other words, she was divorced twice, that means in between they remarried, and then she received the second get, or Shnei Ksubais, she also has two different Ksubais, and one was written before the first get, and the second one was written before the second get, so the lacher is goyvish take subis. Then she has now a right to collect two times, since when the husband remarried her, he wrote up a second suba, so he meant to be mechayiv himself a second time, so now he has to pay two subis. But what about shteik subis or get echad? Anisha now only has one get. She was only divorced once, but there were two subis, as the husband wrote her twice, two times the suba. So lacher is she only receives one of them. Oy ksuba u shnei gitin. Let's say she has two gets.
In other words, she was divorced once, then they remarried, and she received the get a second time. But she only has one ksuba from the first time. Or else another case is ksuba uget umisa. Let's say true, she has a ksuba from the first time she was married. And then she received the get. And then they remarried, and now the husband died. So the chura now she has two reasons to collect the ksuba. First of all, she received the get. And secondly, after she remarried, now the husband died. So she has a second reason, the chura, she wants to collect two ksubas. The halacha, the Mishnah says, is no, but ain't a goyve ela ksubachas. She only has the right to collect one ksuba. And the reason is why, shaha megaris es ishtoi v'hechzira, in a case where a man gave his wife a get, and now he remarries her back, the halacha is, if he does not write a second ksuba, al menas ksuba harishayna machzira. As we're talking about where he did not pay her the ksuba in between, first he gave her a get, and then right away, a while later, before he paid her the first ksuba, he remarried her. So as far as when he remarries her now, he has the first ksuba now. In other words, she's giving up the right to collect the first ksuba, and the ksuba is on herself now, that for the second marriage now, if he gives her a get, or if he dies, he's going to have to pay her that ksuba. Shamagaras says, Sishta v'chzira al-manas ksuba harishayna machzira. Therefore, she only receives one ksuba. The only time she receives two ksubis, that's the first part of the Mishnah, where the husband wrote her two separate ksubis. So then, when he remarried her, he did not remarry her al-manas, the first ksuba, but since he wrote her up a second one, there we see clearly he wants to be mechayev himself a second ksuba. Now the Mishnah says, but in the case where she only has one get, and she has two ksubis. In other words, they're only married once, but the husband wrote her up a two ksubis, so it says she only collects one. But the Gemara's medayik mashmi boi b'hai gviya, I boi b'hai gviya. Mashmi, whichever one of the two she wants to use, she could collect. So the chura leima to have a tiyuf to the Rav Nachman. The chura, this should be a kashaf on Rav Nachman. O mashmuel, the yomer Rav Nachman o mashmuel, because Rav Nachman said over the name of Shmuel, that shnei shtoris hayoytzim b'zeach hazeh. If a person has two shtoris, the exact same chayif or like here, the isha has two ksubis. One was written after the other one. The same thing, the same chayif, and they're only married once here, and she has two ksubis. So Rav Nachman says the story is that bitul sheni yeserishon. The fact he wrote the second one, what he meant to do is bimavatul, make the first one not usable. Says so. Why is the Mishnah mashma? She could collect whichever one she wants. Why is that true? The chura she should only be able to collect the second ksuba, not the first ksuba. The difference is when does she mona from mishabodim? Does he collect mishabodim from the zman, the date of the first ksuba, or from the date of the second ksuba? So chura she mashma according to Nachman, she could only collect from the second ksuba. And why is the Mishnah mashma know whichever one she wants she could use? So more answers. Lavit Mullah, didn't we learn on this already? That Amar Rav Papa, Umayde Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman agrees, the Yosef Beidiklo Letosvus Kosvei, that in the second star, when the second Ksubi writes, he adds a little bit more, even one more palm tree more than instead of the first star, so he does not mean to be Mavatol, to take away the first star, he only means to add a second one. In other words, he's giving her a choice. If she wants to use the first Ksuba, she could collect it from the Siman of that Ksuba, even though it's less there. And if she wants to, she could use the second ksuba, even though the zman is a later zman, but she'll get more, she'll get a taisvis. So that's why he wrote the second ksuba. So hochinam, I tell you here now, Mishnah also the same thing. B'daisif lo, we're talking about he added more into the second ksuba than there was the first ksuba. Since he added more to the second ksuba than the first ksuba, therefore we say what he meant to do is, he meant to give her a choice, whichever one of the two ksuba she wants to use, she could use. Tana Rabbanu, we're not in a braisa like this. Let's say Nisha comes to Bezdin now that she wants to collect two ksubas. She has two reasons. First of all, she has a get, so because of that, she has a right to receive a ksuba. And then they were remarried, and now her husband died, so she has a second reason to collect a ksuba because the husband died. So Gemara says like this. Im get